This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, you must hear the word. You need HBO with regard to the Word of God. And what is that? You need to hear the Word, you need to believe the Word, and you need to obey the Word. Amen. Well, today we want to deal with how do you truly hear the Word of God. There's a great story in Scripture about the people of God wanting to hear His Word. Go with me over to Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. In these three verses, it gives us some principles for how we can hear the word. Let me break it down for you. Here's the first principle. You must recognize your need for the word. That's step number one. Verse one again, it says, now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of the Moses. Catch it. The people had just finished rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. And now that they had finished it, they sensed a need. What's next? Where do we go from here? They recognized that the only way they could go forward to have the kind of life that God wanted them to have, they needed to hear the word. You must recognize your need for the word. Here is step number two. You must be determined to hear the word. If you're truly going to be a hearer of the word, you've got to be determined. You've got to even demand to hear the word. I don't care if they take all Christians off of radio and TV and you can't hear it that way. I don't care. I'm going to get into the word and I'm not going to let this word pass me by. Here's the third thing. First thing was you have to recognize your need for the word. Number two, you must be determined to hear the word. Here's number three, you must honor the word. Amen. I'd like everybody to stand up, please. I'm going to read for you Nehemiah 8:5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. That's what you just did. At the reading of the word, all the people stood up. For what purpose? To honor the word. You can be seated. Amen. The people honored the word of God. You see, they understood the Bible is truly God's word. It is truly God speaking to us. And if you recognize that the Bible is the word of God, then you've got to give the Bible a place of honor in your life. But how do you honor the word? Look at verse 3 of Nehemiah 8. Here it is. Here's how you honor the word. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. The ears of all the people were attentive. You want to honor the word of God as the word of God? You got to pay attention. Amen. Amen? You got to pay attention to the word of God. Amen. You need to honor the word by giving it your attention. Number four, not only do you need to honor the word, but you got to understand it. Look at verse 8 of Nehemiah 8. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the word. You've got to understand the word for it to do you any good. Now I'm going to try something. I'm going to see if it'll work here. Escúchame, si me entiende, pónganse a pie. Okay, Sonia, a couple more. Praise God. Amen. What are the rest of you doing sitting down? Wait a minute. Didn't you hear me? Didn't you hear me speak? But you didn't understand. Amen. Sonia, tell them what I said.
He said to listen. If you're hearing him, to stand on your feet.
Amen. 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 Now catch it. It's not enough just to hear the word. You got to understand what you hear in order for it to do you any good. I can stand here and I can preach to you and catch it. I very deliberately try to make this word understandable for you. Amen. I try to make it understandable. Those of you who listen to the broadcast, you will hear at the end of our radio broadcast every time I say this. Our focus is teaching the word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. You got to be able to understand the word. And so my task is to make it as clear and as understandable as possible. This is what God says. This is what he wants you to do about it. And this is how you do it. But catch it. I have a part to play, but you have a part to play. How many of you read the Bible sometimes? Let me just see. You read the Bible at least sometimes. All right. Amen. How many of you have ever read something in the Bible, let's say a chapter, you read through that chapter in the Bible, and you get to the end of that chapter, and you would have to admit, if somebody asked you to explain what you just read, you would have no idea. Amen. Let me just say, amen. 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 Catch it. You say, well, I read the word today. And the question is, you read it, but what good did it do you if you didn't understand it? If you are reading the Bible, and you should be reading the Bible on a daily basis, amen? If you are reading the Bible and you see something that you don't understand, you need to stop. You don't need to just go right on past it and keep on going. So you can say, I read my chapter. You need to stop and understand what was said. If you don't understand the words that are used, you need a dictionary. That's amen.
Right. That's right.
Do you know that when you are reading the Bible, you need to have a dictionary and a paper and a pen or a Covenant Community Church pencil right by you? Amen.
Amen.
See, because catch it. I read in the Bible sometimes. I got a seminary degree. I read in the Bible sometimes. And I don't understand.
Yes.
If you go in my office, you will see a bookshelf full of books. You know what they're there for? To help me understand. Amen? And so the bottom line is, you got to put some effort into this understanding thing. If you don't understand something, you are allowed to come and ask a question about it.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Not only allowed, you are encouraged, but catch it. What you don't want to get in the habit of doing is just reading through the word or sitting here listening to a sermon and it just goes right past your ears because you don't really understand what's being said. If you need to come to me after the sermon and say, Pastor, what were you talking about? I won't be offended. Amen. Unless I saw you snoring. Amen. Amen. Because you need to understand. And you need to make the effort to understand. If there's anything that comes out of this series of messages that I want you to get more than anything else, is the Christian life is not automatic. You got to put some effort into it. You got to invest some effort into it, invest some work into it. If you want abundant life, you will only get out of it, what did your mother tell you? What you put into it. Amen? And if you are not willing to put the effort into it to find out what God tells you to do and how He tells you to do it and then put it to work in your life, you will not reap the benefits of the abundant life. You need to understand the Word of God. Let me give you two secrets of understanding. One I just talked about. You need to ask questions. You can ask questions of me. You can ask questions of Priscilla or other leaders in our congregation. But more than that, you need to ask questions of the Bible. When you see something in the Word, you need to ask yourself the question, what is this really talking about? What is it really saying? If you can't tell somebody else what it's saying, you don't understand it yourself.
That's right.
Amen? So one of the things that I do often is I will try to explain to somebody. Now, I don't mean I have to have somebody there. I mean, I would just pretend there's somebody there with me, and I'll try to explain it to them. Because that shows me whether I understand. And if I get all mixed up trying to explain it, that means I got to study some more. Amen? And so ask questions, not only of somebody else, but ask questions of the Word. Ask questions of God. The Scripture says that the Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Yeah.
He will illumine your heart when you come before Him and say, Lord, show me what this really means. That's number one. Here's number two. You need to make it personal. One of the things that will help you most to understand the Word is when you begin to personalize it. You need to put your name in some places in the Word. Amen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Let me tell you what's better. For God so loved Ron,
all right,
that He gave His only begotten Son for Ron.
Amen.
That if Ron would believe in Him, Ron will not perish. Ron has got everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, you need to personalize that Word. Personalize it to yourself. And as you personalize it, it will begin to take meaning in your life. You will begin to understand. In Philippians chapter 4, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, the way some of us read that is, my pastor can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Priscilla can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. My neighbor can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. But I'm not sure about me. No, what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I got to personalize this thing. Put your name in the Bible. Put your name in the Bible. Amen? Some of us can find our names in the Bible. There's no Ronald in the Bible. There's no Franklin in the Bible. And guess what? I have to put it in there myself. I mean, if your name is Mark or John or something, you know, you're already in there. But I got to put my name in. So when I read those verses in the Bible, I personalize it to myself. Because guess what? It is God's Word, not just to the world, but to me. Hallelujah. It's God speaking to me. So you personalize that Word and you will begin to understand. Here's number five. We said that, number one, you must recognize your need for the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you must be determined to hear the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, you must honor the Word. Number four, you must understand the Word. And number five, you must go where you need to go and do what you need to do in order to hear the Word. You got to go where you need to go and do what you need to do in order to hear the Word. Look back at Nehemiah 8:1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the Watergate. And they told Ezra, go get the word. They gathered together to hear the word. In other words, that whole crowd came to the place where they were going to hear the word of God. You got to make some effort to make sure you get the word. Amen? Sometimes you got to go out of your house to get the word. Sometimes you got to come out of your comfort zone in order to hear the word. Let me give you two places where you're supposed to get the word. The main two places that God has ordained for you to hear the word. Now, there are other places. You need to go to conferences and to seminars sometimes. You need to go down to the Christian bookstore and get you some books and some tapes sometimes. Amen. You need to turn on Christian radio and Christian TV sometimes. Stay away from HBO. Amen. But let me tell you what the two main places that you're supposed to get the word of God, that you're supposed to hear it. Number one is in your own home with your own Bible. In your own home with your own Bible. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, be diligent, or as the King James Version puts it, study, to show yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to take time in your own home, rightly dividing the word. Now, let me tell you something. I give you the truth of the word to the very best of my ability. You have my commitment that I will never stand up here and tell you something that I do not firmly believe is the word of God. Amen? Amen. But how many of you know I'm human? Amen. Priscilla can tell you. I'm human. Amen? Guess what? I might make a mistake. I might make a mistake. Not planning to. Don't expect to. But I might. And if I were to make a mistake about the word of God, you remember that there's an animal called a lemming? And you know what lemmings do? One lemming jumps off the cliff, and what do the rest of the lemmings do? They follow right behind and jump off the cliff. Well, if I'm falling off the cliff because I made a mistake in the word of God, how many of you are going to fall off the cliff with me? No, what's going to keep you from falling over that cliff? You need to get into the word for yourself. You need to develop understanding of the word for yourself. Can I say it? Catch it now. Catch it. I preach great sermons. Amen. I preach great sermons. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you will not learn the word of God from listening to my sermons. You won't. I can give you guideposts. I can open up the word for you and show you how to see some of the things that are in there. But if all you do is come on Sunday and listen to my sermons, it's like all you do is get a meal once a week. Amen. You're going to start getting thin, which for some of us wouldn't be a bad idea. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. You need to be at home in your own house with your own Bible and understand how it will work. I talk about this a lot. When you first start reading the Bible, you will have difficulty understanding some things because it's new to you. It's strange to you. You don't understand the background. You don't understand the concepts. You don't understand the perspective. But the more you read and the more you study and the more you ask God to give you understanding, guess what? Any of you do jigsaw puzzles? Any of you do jigsaw puzzles, right? Now, when you start a jigsaw puzzle, what do you have to do? You start and you get a piece here and it's the edge, you say, okay, all right, amen. See, I didn't even know that. All right. I mean, I would just jump in and pull out a piece, you know. But you get a piece, and what do you have to do then? You start hunting around to find a piece that matches up with that piece. And it takes you some time, doesn't it? In the very beginning, it takes a lot of time to get that puzzle started. But so when you have the first piece and you're looking for the second piece, it can take you a long time. But suppose you have the next to the last piece and you're looking for the last piece. How long do you think it'll take you to find it? You got it right there. Amen. Why? Because you got the whole puzzle in front of you. You know what fits. And you can put it right in its place. Catch it. The more you get into the Word, the more you fill in the pieces of the puzzle in your mind. The more understanding you will have of what the Word of God is all about. When you first start, for some of us, it's like looking for a piece. Man, what fits with this? I don't really understand. But the more you get into it, the more you work with it, the more pieces you put into place, and you begin to see the picture. So my message to you is, if you have gotten into the Word sometimes and have been discouraged because you couldn't understand some things, don't let yourself be discouraged. Amen. Stay in the Word. Amen. Call upon God to give you understanding. And as you do it, He will fill in the pieces in your mind and your understanding will grow. So the first thing is, you got to go home and open up your Bible so that you get understanding on your own. Here's the second thing. Here's the second place that God has ordained for you to hear the Word. Right here. Amen. God has set up the church to be the place where the Word of God is preached. Go over to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verses 1 and 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. That's the pastor's job. Preach the word. Convince, rebuke, exhort, correct. How? On the basis of the word. That's why you come here. Oh, yes, we come together to worship God. Hallelujah. And we're beginning to develop some good worship here. Amen. We're supposed to worship Him together in spirit and in truth. Praise God. But the major thing that we come together for is the ministry of the Word. God set it here for us. And catch it. The Word's going to go forth. Amen. The Word's going to go forth every week right here. But if you're not here, guess what? Won't do you any good. Priscilla and I went to a sweetheart dinner last night. Amen. Since it was called a sweetheart dinner, I decided to take her. Amen. down at Lancaster Bible College. And it was nice. I mean, we went in there and they had the appetizers on the table. And they had shrimp. And I don't usually eat shrimp. I ate four of them this time. Amen. had shrimp and cheese and some punch. My only complaint was they gave you these itty bitty little cups of punch like you mean. Like they didn't want you to drink much. And then they, for the main course, they had roast beef and they had some turkey and baked potatoes and string beans with almonds in them and, you know, rolls, and man, it was good. And then for dessert, there was pecan pie. I mean, plus some other kinds of pies. I mean, Priscilla started off with pumpkin pie and then went on to pecan pie. Now, that's because she didn't like the pumpkin, so she let it go. Amen. But the thing is, it was good. And it was all sitting there. But you know what I noticed? There were some empty chairs in the place. There were some empty chairs in the place. And when it was all over, there was some food still there. You know, they came by and said, there's plenty of food. If you want to, go get some seconds. All right? Catch it. All of that great food was set out. It was there. It was available. But the people who didn't show up are still hungry. Amen? The food was set. The table was set. But if you're not there, you don't eat. You don't benefit. You don't receive anything from all of the effort and time that went in to setting the table. Catch it. You need to be here. Amen? You need to be here. Not for my sake, for your sake. Let me tell you something. And again, understand what I'm saying. When I said, you know, I preach great sermons, I was being facetious, all right? But let me tell you something that's true. I am anointed to teach you the word. Amen. Now, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, for sure, I am not the only one. There are probably dozens of people in Harrisburg that God has given that anointing to. But I am anointed here in Covenant Community Church to teach you the word. God has placed that calling on my life. He has empowered me to do that. It doesn't have anything to do with me. This is God. This is God's sovereign appointment. It's not my education. It's not my intelligence. It's the anointing of God. I work hard to give you good messages. Amen? But it goes even beyond that. I could be working as hard as I possibly could, but if God wasn't in it. Any of you ever gone someplace to eat and the person had a reputation as being a good cook, but when you started to eat that stuff, you grinned, man, when I leave here, I'm going to have to go get me something to eat. Any of you ever had that happen to you? Amen. 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 See, that's what happens when somebody can be educated, they can be articulate, but if they are not anointed to teach the word, you're going to have to leave there and go someplace where you can get the word. Amen. Amen. Right. Now see, I'm anointed to teach you the word of God right here. And he has prepared me to do that, not for my sake, but for that you can have the abundant life. That's why God sent you here. What's our mission statement here at Covenant Community Church? Equipping people for what? Abundant life. God sent you here for the purpose that you might be equipped for abundant life. But catch it. I love you all. Praise God. I love you. But I am not coming to your house to preach to you. Amen? Amen. If you're not here on Sunday, if you're not here on Wednesday, hallelujah, you will not be able to call me and say, Pastor Franklin, can you come over and preach that sermon you preached on Sunday? No, I'm sorry. Amen. Priscilla and I got other things to do, amen. Amen. This is the place. And that's why you need to do whatever you need to do to be here to hear the word. Amen? Because God has set the table. And let me tell you something, it looks good. Hallelujah. It smells good. Amen. And you want to know something? You get into it, you'll find out it tastes good. Amen. Because it's his word. Don't let it pass you by. Amen. Don't miss out on what God has served up for you to bring you to the abundant life. Because the word of God is the only way you're going to get there. There is no substitute. There is no other way. There is no other wisdom. There is no other teacher besides a teacher of the word who can get you where you want to be, where God wants you to be. You must recognize your need for the word. You must be determined to hear the word. You must honor the word. You must understand the word. You must go where you need to go and do what you need to do to hear the word. And the bottom line on all of that is you need to be passionate about the word of God. That's what I told you last week, and that's what this whole series is about. You need to be passionate about hearing the word of God.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the word of God with clarity and integrity, so that our members not only understand the word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcomchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.